of the Holy Ghost is everywhere here. Mashataka. Father, thank you for this moment. Thank you for the move of your power and the move of your presence. Thank you because not one person will leave here the same way they have come.
This is what my heart calls for. Oh Lord, may I decrease, God, you may. God, you may. You may increase. May you be the Lord of all.
With your hands and give him the praise here tonight. Wave your hands and give the praise to the Lord here tonight. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. A bigger clap and a bigger shout of victory. Give the Lord a praise and be seated in the presence of the Lord. Welcome everyone here today in the precious name of Jesus. I believe that this day is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in today. You will rejoice and you'll be glad in today. Say amen. Whether the devil likes it or not, we shall rejoice and we shall be glad. And we are rejoicing. Somebody who is rejoicing, give the Lord a big shout of victory. Second Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Your faith groweth exceedingly. Subject is the flourishing of faith, part 2. The flourishing of faith, part 2. It was established last week that faith is a living force that grows when supplied with the right conditions and environment. It's a living force. You say your faith groweth. And as we established also, that since evil is growing at an alarming rate, the growth of faith must exceed the growth of evil in our society. So with that, last week we saw three forces that will positively contribute to the growth of faith. First, number one, yes, we're in the midst of a very powerful climate of God's presence, so power can land, and anything can land anytime. Power can land anytime. While Peter spoke, the Spirit fell on some people. So we saw three forces that positively contribute to the growth of faith. Number one is the revelation of the word. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We saw that last week. Number two is the knowledge of God. Because without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Number three is the testimony of the acts of God. We dealt extensively with that last week. So if you want your faith to grow or flourish, you need the revelation of God's word. You need to know God personally. And you need a testimony of the acts of God. Number four now We are dealing with three more today. Number four is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Bible makes it clear that there is a spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13. We have in the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I have believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. So there is a spirit of faith. But the Bible also made it clear that there is one spirit. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 4. He said there is one body and one spirit. Even as you are called in one hope of your calling, there is one spirit, and we know that that one spirit is the Holy Spirit. It then means that if there is a spirit of faith and there is just one spirit and that is the Holy Spirit, it means that the Holy Spirit is the spirit of faith. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of faith. He functions as the spirit of faith as occasion demands. He functions as the spirit of faith where the need on ground is for the explosion of faith. You look at it like this. It is the same electricity that powers this microphone, that is powering this fan, that is powering this light, that is powering the air condition and powering anything that pressing iron. The same electricity, it can make water hot and make another water cold. The same electricity powering the refrigerator made the water to be cold. The same electricity powering the heater, water heater for the bath, making the water hot. The same electricity, just as the occasion demands. So it's the same Holy Spirit that will be the spirit of wisdom and be the spirit of knowledge and be the spirit of might and be the spirit of counsel and be the spirit of understanding and be the spirit of the fear of the Lord and be the spirit of love and be the spirit of faith and be the spirit of holiness. Depending on what is needed per time. So the Holy Spirit is the spirit of faith. It's also important that the Holy Spirit imparts boldness. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and in verse 6 and in verse 7, 2 Timothy 1, 6 and 7, he is the spirit of boldness. Wherefore I put in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, of a sound mind. The spirit of fear, no, but the spirit of boldness or audacity, love, and of a sound mind. That is the assignment of the Holy Spirit. Now, how does the Holy Spirit grow our faith? How does the Holy Spirit assist faith? Please, I'd like you to pay attention carefully. One, when we pray in the Holy Ghost, we build faith. When we pray in the Holy Ghost, we build up our faith. Jude verse 1 and 20. Chapter 1 has only one chapter, and in verse 20, it says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That process is a faith construction process. Especially if the building blocks of faith are already on ground. Like you just saw, the Holy Ghost is the spirit of audacity and boldness. So fear is dying. It is the execution of fear and the implementation of faith. Boldness. Praying in the Holy Ghost.
Number two, the Holy Spirit guides our access into the depths of Scripture. Into the depths of Scripture. He guides our access. And that builds faith, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. He makes us to see depths out of Scripture. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and in verse 9 to 10, the Bible says, "But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep, deep things of God." Verse 13 says, he said, "Which things also which we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." So he is the teacher. When you step into Scripture, he broadens your understanding of the Scripture. And in so doing, explode your faith. Am I communicating? Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Number three, the Holy Spirit brings to our remembrance relevant and necessary scriptures in times of need. And that fires up faith. The Holy Spirit brings to our remembrance relevant and necessary scriptures in times of need, and that fires up our faith. In John chapter 14 and in verse 26, the Bible said, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things," that is what we just saw, "and also now bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said to you, what I said to you." So the first dimension is that the Holy Ghost is like a builder that builds and constructs your faith. Then the next dimension is that while you are studying Scripture, the Holy Ghost takes you into depths of Scripture that will explode you. He will make you see things you never saw before. Wow! Is that what the Bible is saying? And then the third dimension, he will usher you into Scriptures that are relevant to what you are dealing with. That was not in your mind. He will just usher you there. He said, "Look at this one. Look at what this verse is saying." Yesterday night I was looking at a scripture. And while I studied that scripture and praying, all of a sudden the Holy Spirit brought another scripture. That second scripture exploded the first one. It just exploded the first one. It just made the first one to catch fire. The Holy Spirit is our spiritual, scriptural network engineer. It connects scripture to scripture. It just networks them. So that by the time he is done, the devil is done for. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Very, very important. Very important. Now, for him to bring to your remembrance, it means something must be in your spirit first. The Holy Ghost cannot remind you of a scripture you don't know. Only on very rare occasions will God give you a strange scripture you have never seen before. Very rare. But the normal order of things is that what you have passed through before, the Holy Ghost. Now, at times he will just bring one word out of the whole passage. Just one word will just stand out. Say, "The place of your dwelling shall become too narrow by reason of inhabitants." And then you begin, which place in Scripture is this passage? And you begin to look for it. And then you, And then you read it in context. That is why the reading of the Bible is necessary. The reading of the Scripture is for general information gathering. The study of the scripture is for light of faith. That is, you are in the process of gathering material for the time when it will be needed, when it will be called up, when God will want you to call for it. That's why you read 3 chapters or 4 chapters a day as the devotional dictates. So you are reading through the Bible in a month or through the Bible in a year, and then you have a broad base of ammunition that you can fire next time. Whether you are using a pistol or you are using an AK-46, 47, 49, or you are using a general purpose machine gun, depending on what you are using, so you can go gather the ammunition that is relevant to the battle at hand, or anti-aircraft rifle. or a cruise missile, or a Petra missile, or a Tomahawk missile. Am I communicating? So it is important to gather it like this. Very, very important. Don't ever forget this. The Holy Spirit will only bring to your remembrance what you have studied, what you have stored. He say it like this: the Holy Ghost can only stir what has been stored. If it has not been stored up, it cannot be stirred up. You have to store it up for the Spirit of God to stir it up. You have to store it up for the Spirit of God to stir it up. And that is number third way in which the Holy Ghost facilitates or assists our faith. Number four is that the Holy Spirit makes Jesus real to us. He makes Jesus real. He makes God real. We haven't seen God at any time, but we have read about Him. And the reading about God is the Holy Ghost who makes Jesus real to us. He makes God real to us. He actually leads us into all reality. All reality. That is the meaning of "He shall guide you into all truth." John chapter 16, verse 13 and 14. John chapter 16, verse 13 and in verse 14. How be it? When He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. That is all reality. Truth is reality. He will guide you into all reality. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He shall speak, and He will show you things to come. And then He will glorify Me. He will magnify Me. He will amplify Me. He will make you know Me. For He shall receive of Mine and will show it to you. Am I communicating now? So if you look at it that way, He guides you into all truth. And if you look at it the other way, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, according to John chapter 14, verse 6, if He will guide you into all truth, it means that He is guiding you into the very center of who Jesus is, who God is. He's guiding you into truth. He's guiding you into the center of God to know who He is. And you know when that happens, that is faith. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, that He is real. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. That God is real, for without faith it is impossible to please God, because he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So the Holy Spirit helps guide you into all reality, the reality of God, and then that reality explodes your faith because you are seeing that God is not fake, God is real. Does anybody get anything here tonight? That is why it is important to pray in the Holy Spirit as abundantly as you can. Not when you feel like, not just when you are in church. You can actually schedule your praying in the Spirit abundantly. Abundantly. Extensively. And like we say, bereketeshiously. Just stretch outedly. Hallelujah. That is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Number five is the right company and impute. The right company or the right impute determines your faith, affects your faith. This is how it is. Who you company with and what you see or hear from them affects what you believe. Who you company with and what you see or hear from them affects your faith. If you show me who your friend is, and you show me the quality of your discussions and communication, and you show me his results, I can show you your faith. Remember the Israelites in the wilderness? They heard terrible report. And once they heard that, their faith died, if there was any faith. In Numbers chapter 13, verse 31. Numbers 13, 31 and to 33. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they have searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Verse chapter 14, verse 1 now. And all the congregation, once they heard this, lifted up their voice and cried. Faith died. Fear came. Because, and they wept that night. Can you imagine all night weeping? Not all night prayer. Because of what they hear. Listen to this. What you hear determines what you fear, how you fare, and what you believe. What you hear determines what you fear, how you fare, and what you believe. It's scriptural. In Deuteronomy chapter 13, Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 13, said, and all the people shall hear and fear. All the people shall hear and fear and do no more presumptuously. Deuteronomy 13:11, I believe, also said the same thing. The people shall hear, and all Israel shall hear and fear. What you hear determines what you fear. Today, every wrong content in your spirit, by the operation of the Spirit today, I declare it is deleted in the name of Jesus. You know, there are people, when they were growing up, their father keep on telling them, look at you, what will you become? Who told you can't amount to anything? Father and mother. And as a result of that, they grew up with a limitation. I once met a young man who was a terrible kleptomaniac. Already married man, but was a chronic thief. And when I was interviewing him, I said, what happened to you? He said, when he was young, his father always called him thief, robber, thief, for small things. Look at you, thief. Look at you, this. So he said, when he grew up, every time he saw something, a voice would tell him, carry it, nobody's looking. Carry it, nobody. He would take the things, even things he didn't need. He would just pick them. Because the voice spoke to him from childhood that he was doomed to be a thief. I prophesy to you today, every voice that is in your spirit, that is contrary to your destiny, I declare they are deleted right now. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. If you believe that, shout the loudmost, amen. That is why you should beware who you give your ear to. Somebody say, take money, and he insults the hell out of your head. What do you do? Keep your money with your insult. If you lose money, you can make money. But if you lose faith, it's hard. You will not lose it. In the same manner, The right company will do the opposite for you. When you are continuously hearing the right things. And I'll come to something very, very shortly. Look at Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and took knowledge of them. Why? That they had been with Jesus. This is a scripture of association. I will use it later for impartation as well. They have been with Jesus. Your company affects your confidence. You just heard something. Your company affects your confidence. Affects your confidence. Am I communicating? When you company with cowards, you end in cowardice. When you company with the courageous, you can't end without courage. If you see Joshua, who is his friend? Caleb. If you see John, who is his friend? Peter and John. If you see Shadrach, who is his friend? Meshach and Abednego. If you saw Naomi, who was around Naomi? Ruth, not Upper. Am I communicating at all? If you want to roar, hang with lions. If you are hanging with dogs, maybe you want to bark. If you are hanging with goats, maybe you want to meh. If you are hanging with cats, maybe you want to meow. If you want to roar, hang with lions. And if you want to sour, hang with. I defined my association long ago. If you are a lion, it's better to walk alone than to walk with jackals, in case you can't find other lions. If you are an eagle, it's better to fly alone than to fly with vultures. You can find other eagles. Very important. Don't give your ear to the wrong person. Adam gave his ear to the serpent. The world has not recovered from it yet. Sorry, Eve gave her ear to the serpent. The world hasn't recovered from what the serpent spoke to Eve, that she agreed. Am I communicating at all? You are not interested in your destiny until you are interested in your company. Until you are interested and you are concerned. There are people who had left their place of destiny, who are unable to reach their future because of who they had called friend. There are people who have moved people out of churches. Oh, I used to be in that church before. We're among the foundation members. Nothing to show. Possessed with demons. And before you know it, the wrong voice. And then from the wrong voice, the wrong action. And then from the wrong action, the wrong outcome. That will never be your portion. Everyone that is wrong for your life today, I declare that the Lord will cut them off your life. There are those who hang around you and they are camouflaging. They are camouflaging that they are real. Overnight tonight and before this week is over, the Lord will show you who they truly are. The Lord will show you who they truly are. He will show you the correct picture of people. You believe that, shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Somebody say a loud amen. When you see men like Kenneth Copeland, they are together with Jerry Savelle, with Jesse Duplantis, just like that. You just see. Call them word of faith people. And they hang around, because before you hang around somebody else here, when you notice all those people, solid faith, solid ministry, solid prosperity, solid integrity. Married, divorce, you don't find it among them. Someone say amen. Someone say louder, amen. The sixth point that will grow your faith is called spiritual impartation. Faith is a transferable spiritual virtue. We just mentioned that there is the spirit of faith. That makes faith a transferable spiritual virtue. It's a transferable spiritual virtue. So when you come under the influence of the carriers of that virtue, you come under the influence of the carriers of that virtue, you come under the influence of the carriers of the spirit of faith, the transference of spirit is possible. You come under the influence of the carriers of that grace. Someone say amen. Throughout scripture you will see that. We just read Acts chapter 4 verse 13. John and Peter were under the influence of a carrier of massive grace. That was called Jesus of Nazareth, our Lord. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been under the influence of Jesus, the carrier of mega grace. Carrier. Acts 4:13. And then if you notice how Peter raised the dead, you will see that he saw it from his master. He saw his master until something entered him. In Luke chapter 8 verse 51, Jesus was raising the dead in Jairus' home, and when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in except Peter and James and John and the father and the mother of the maiden. Keep going. And all wept and bewailed her, but he said, "Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, "Maid, arise, Talita kumai." And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway. And he commanded to give her meat, food. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. All right, that was the situation. He put everybody out. He left only the mother and father, and then Peter, James, and John. Just see what I'm doing. Now, when Peter was going to raise Dorcas, in Acts chapter 9, verse 39, we saw a similarity in what... Then Peter arose and went with them, and when he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping, and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth. That was what he saw. That was how he had been imparted. He put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed. And turning him to the body said, Tabitha, arise. Jesus said, Talita kumai. Maid, arise. Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. You see? He put them out. He just displayed what he saw. That is the impartation of faith. Now, when you look at the life of Timothy, his was an impartation of faith that came not just from spiritual parents, but physical parents, mother. This is exciting. Second Timothy chapter 1 and in verse 5, Paul was speaking to Timothy and he said, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith, the unadulterated, strong, solid faith that is in you, I took notice that this faith was first in your grandmother, Lois, and then your grandmother transferred it to your mother, Eunice, and then your mother, Eunice, transferred it to you, and I am persuaded that it is in you also. Parents, what are you giving your children? What are you handing over to your children? Your faith or your finance? Your covenant with God or your car? Spiritual content or just school fees? What are you handing over to your children? You don't have the right to give your children your wealth until you have given them your wisdom. When wealth is given and wisdom is not given, rich fools are made. The prodigal son became prodigal because he got the father's money and did not get the father's relationship with God. Don't just give your children your status. Give them your story. Don't just let them ascend into your glory. Let them understand the story behind the glory. The other day, I encountered the child of one of the most influential persons that I have ever known. And I saw this child very, very simple and very, very everyday and doing everything of everybody. And I discussed with my wife, and she said, yes. And I said, I'm happy with the level of training this father is giving to the children. Let them understand the realities of life and grow from there. You know, Abraham was wealthy before he died. Yet, Isaac had to dig his own wells. Raw labor. He contended with the Philistines. Defeated them. So even though there was the blessing of Abraham upon Isaac, Isaac's own effort brought his result. Somebody say amen. When you spend time with children, if it is 5 minutes, give them a thought. Give them a wisdom. Give them something that is your secret. Show them something that brought you to where you are. Somebody say amen. So impartation is coming from someone at a higher level than you. This can be spiritual parent and physical parent or both. That was a transfer from Timothy's grandmother. In contemporary times, we have the examples of a lot of transfers. I saw the transfer of faith from Oral Roberts and then Kenneth Hagin to Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth Copeland was the driver of Oral Roberts. When he went to Oral Roberts University, struggling to survive, he was a commercial pilot, was struggling. One day he stepped into Oral Roberts' office and he said, I am a pilot in case you need a pilot. I'm here. Long story made short, He was both his driver. He would drive him to the airport, park the car, and then enter the plane and continue driving as pilot. Driver and pilot. He saw the technicality of faith in our robot. Then branched to Kenneth Hagin and saw the revelation of faith. Those two exploded his life. He's the symbol of faith today by impartation from two giant vessels. Recently, he said the Lord quickened his heart to go and pack all the messages of Kenneth Hagin that he has preached since from 1963 till when he died, to go through it again, faith messages. At the age of 80-something. Am I communicating? There are many, many young people today who are just relaxed over nothing. That was faith from Kenneth Hagin or a robot to Kenneth Copeland, who gave out over 37 airplanes as at the last time I knew. Faith. We saw the transfer of faith from Ora Roberts to A.A. Allen. Allen was a miserable evangelist. One day he said, no, this was William Branham. I'm mixing it up now. Yes. Allen struggled for a long time. And then one day he sat in a robust meeting. And he heard like 1,000 voices. Okay, so T.L. Osborne connected from Branham. And then Allen saw robust minister. And he heard 1,000 voices. Now this was Osborne now. He heard 1,000 voices telling him, what you have seen, you too can do it. And that fired faith into him. Allen saw robots, and that fired faith into him. Is God speaking to somebody here? Something is being fired into your life today. Something is being fired into your life today. If you are seeing that thing fired into your life today, shout the loudest amen. Or a robot, God's servant Bishop Papa David Oyedepo, went for Kenneth Hagin's camp meeting one day, and he said he sat on the gallery, and as he watched him, as he was preaching, he saw the man's face transformed to the face of a baby with oil dripping from his face. While he was there with his physical eyes, he saw this man who was preaching. His face changed to like the face of a baby and oil dripping on that face. And where he sat on the gallery, he began to weep and sob helplessly. Suddenly, he heard the voice of the Lord saying, the baton is passed to you. The baton of faith. The baton of the word of faith. He came back from that conference and everything changed. Impartation is real. And something is coming on you today. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. I don't talk so much in this regard, but God has given us the grace to be partakers of multifaceted impartations. Whether it is from the days of the healing revivals where the robots and all of that, the videos of them, or contact with physical men like Maurice Cerullo, Reinhard Bonnke, and of course our father in the Lord, Bishop David Oyedepo. Things dropped that were clear and visible. So when we step onto the crusade ground, you are wondering, is this a full-time evangelist? Is that what he does? When we step into the teaching time, is that his full-time assignment? And so on and so forth, by multifaceted. Something is coming upon you today that amen can be better. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. What are transfer modalities? Or how do we experience the transfer of the spirit or the virtue of faith? Number one, recognize the carriers of the spirit of faith. Recognize them. Any grace you desire, you recognize their carriers. 2 Kings chapter 2 and in verse 9. Elijah and Elisha. He said, ask me what I shall do for you before I be taken away. And Elisha said to Elisha, I need double of what you carry. That is, I know you carry something. Recognize the carriers of the spirit of faith. Number two, very important. Receive respect, value, and honor their person. Receive respect, value, and honor their person. I'd like you to know that virtue flows in the direction of honor. The reason why many people cannot receive anything from great vessels of God that God placed around them is that there is no respect, no value, and no honor. In the front of a man, they say, good morning, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Behind, they wink their nose and say, don't mind him. He's just lucky. He's just lucky. And they're just behaving like him. You know, we have a lot of eye service operation in the world today. The very person that was the right-hand man of Jesus Christ, Judas Iscariot, who counted the money, was the one who sold him. When you think in that regard, at times you find it hard to know who is who. But it is not possible to have honor and not connect virtue. Anybody you honor from your heart, you value, you respect, you receive, whatever he carries must land. That was what happened to Elijah and Elisha. In 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 11, the Bible said concerning Elisha, but Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of the Lord by him? And one of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat. His credential is that he poured water on the hands of Elijah. Do you know the meaning of pouring water? You go to the bush and you are returning back from the white throne. Please let me wash my hands. Elijah was a big man before, mechanized farmer, that turned himself into a servant to serve and service an anointed. No wonder Elijah had no option. Because when Elijah was going, Elijah was almost going with the mantle. Elijah picked the mantle that fell, not the mantle Elijah dropped. It had to fall. He served too much for it not to fall. He served too much for it not to fall. He honored his father too much for the virtue not to drop. All the people that are ahead of me, I honor them publicly, honor them privately. God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo. God's servant, Pastor Iye Adeboye. Privately, publicly, heartily. Everywhere. And I encounter them in the dream like water. One dropping or the other. Archbishop Percy Dawosa, we met very briefly. He asked me and my wife to come see him in Benin that year. And he passed before the time. I honor him even in his death today. I won't give you the details. But last time in Benin, I called his son, his first son and his wife, to the stage to stand like in the behalf of his father to speak to the crowd in the Benin Crusade. And I encounter him all the time. The other day he came, he gave me like 7 suits. Yes. Another time he said, these ties, you need them, take. Another time, I want you to convocate this academic gown. He said, I have given honor to what I didn't give you. Come and take yours. Life. That is on the I'm stepping you to another phase. See? Am I communicating? I'm saying some of these things for the first time publicly. There are too many things. Some she hasn't heard. See, we slap a generation of people. Anywhere they are talking about big people, run. Don't even say I didn't say anything. Don't hear it. Run. Somebody say loud amen. Don't say what they were saying. I didn't say anything. Run away. It's like the little child that was asked the question. Who killed Goliath? He said, I'm sorry, I'm not the one. It's not me. Something is dropping for somebody here tonight. If you are the one, you will say amen like a believer. If you are the one, you will say amen like the believer. If you are the one, you will say amen like a believer. If you are the one, you will shout the loudest believers, amen. Give the Lord a bigger clap and a louder shout of victory. Say after me, say, what is mine? I shall receive. No devil shall take from me what belongs to me. I receive what is mine today in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Hallelujah. Receive respect, value, honor the person of their carrier, of the carriers. It transfers virtue. Any pastor and church you can comfortably criticize, please run. Otherwise, all the things you'll be collecting will be curses. Number three, receive their instructions and observe their operations. Receive their instructions and observe their operations. When you want to carry what people carry, spirits are transferred via words. As he spoke to me, the spirit entered into me. As he spoke to me. I think that was Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 2. In 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 10 and 11, the transfer happened. Transference happened. When he said, thou hast asked a half thing. Nevertheless, if you see me, observation, when I am taken from thee, it shall be unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass as they still went on and talked. So there was both observation going and instruction going. Receive their instruction, observe their operations. What they say, what they do. These things are key to what can drop on you. I've heard many things. I don't think that for the almost 30 years of following our Father in the Lord's ministry tenaciously, that I have asked up to 10 questions or 7 questions. I'm not sure. Excuse me, sir. How do you do this? Excuse me, sir. How is this done? But I hear, and what I would have asked was answered in a message. I observe. The what question I would have asked, I saw it by observing what was done. Very, very important. Very important. Receive their instructions, observe their operations. And number 4, connect with the carriers from the heart. Let there be heart connectivity. Connect with the carriers from the heart. What I have called heart-to-heart connectivity. Proverbs chapter 27 and in verse 19. Proverbs 27 and in verse 19. As in water, face answereth to face. So the heart of man answers to the heart of man. The heart of man to man. Heart to heart. Heart to heart. Heart to heart. Heart to heart. When that happens, then the flow becomes easy. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout a loud most amen. Heart to heart. How many of you know that your biological children, they don't need to beg you for your genetic content? What you carry is just passed to them. Passed. One look like you, one smile like you. There is a way I function at times. If I wake up in the night and I don't want to wake up yet, that is, I have not finished resting yet, I wake up with one eye like this. It is like if I open the other eye, it means I have woken up. So I just close one eye like that. I'll go to the restroom or do anything with one eye closed. Then I will return back to the room and close the second eye and continue from where I stopped. I don't know where I learned it from, but that's how I found. One of my children, exactly the same. Did he observe me? From babyhood, wake up with one eye. Say, why? He said, I don't want the sleep to leave my eye. And that particular one, when they were children, he said, everybody should pray. He said, Lord, as we're about to sleep now, we ask that sleep will quickly enter our eyes. That is the content of prayer. Permanent content. I said, is there a challenge with sleeping? Different things they carry. And then, if I lie down at times, I'll cross my leg like this. I have slept. For the next, how many hours I have slept? Leg crossed. And the leg didn't drop. The sleep is not sleep enough to drop the leg. Another one picked that one. Incredible. Just like that. I said, what is this? What is this? What kind of thing is this? Of all the things, you went and crossed your leg. I told you that. At this. I think you were the one who called me. So she saw me. She saw it and said, called me. Said, sir, come and see something. See your child sleeping like you. I'm saying that because they couldn't have observed. No way. They are not in my room. You can't. How did you know? Anybody? One way or the other, it just got transferred. It just got transferred. What does that mean to you? Just connect heart to heart. What Papa Yedebo calls umbilical cord connection with your spiritual father, with the carrier of the grace, and transfer is effortless. Transfer is effortless. Just connect. I believe that something is dropping for somebody. Something is dropping for somebody. Something is dropping for somebody. Are you the one that something is dropping for? Then stand up on your feet. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. 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 Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship. We give you the adoration. The worship. The supremacy. The dominion. The rule. The sovereignty. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for how faithful you are. How merciful you are. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Did you receive anything tonight? What I told you about how I open one eye and cross the leg. Please don't tell anybody. You don't go. Praise the Lord. Something is dropping on you now. Something is dropping on you right now. Something is dropping on you now. If you desire anything you have seen on this altar, it is dropping on you right now. If you are saying amen, say a believer, say amen. Let me read a testimony to you and then we shall pray. This is from Dunamis Church, Buari, in Abuja, FCT. Baby born dead, restored to life by the power of God. This testimony is coming from Mrs. Mercy Emmanuel, DIGC Buari. He said, I want to thank God for my daughter who was delivered of a bouncing baby girl. This is a grandmother speaking now. When the labor started, she called me to come over, and it was already late in the night. She was the only one in the house because her husband was not around. As God will help me, I got to the house about 11:30 p.m. that night. I rushed her to the hospital where she registered, but the hospital refused to take her in. The reason being that they were not working that night. That's sad. With the disappointment from the hospital, I quickly took her to a private nurse in the area. The nurse did her best, but the baby refused to come out. At this point, I brought out my phone and started playing Senior Pastor's Tongues of Fire. As it played at the background, it played to a point where the senior pastor said, "They shall scatter." And immediately, the baby came out. Everything holding your breakthrough, holding your testimony, holding the release of your children, of what is yours, today I decree, they shall scatter. They shall scatter. They shall scatter. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. At this point now, they shall scatter, and immediately the baby came out. The unfortunate thing again is that the baby came out dead, lifeless. It was then my daughter confirmed to me that the baby was not moving and kicking in her for days, about 3 days before the delivery, which means the baby was dead in her womb. Instantly, I confronted her with anger, but she said she was afraid to tell me. However, we kept on playing and believing God for the baby to respond, and the tongues of fire was still playing because it was on repeat. And it played on, as it played on, it played to another point where God's handmaid in Dr. Mrs. Becky, and then she had said in that tongues of fire, "Who said your voice will not be heard?" As soon as the baby heard that statement, she cried. Hey! Hey! Who said your voice will not be heard? Who said your voice will not be heard? Who said your voice will not be heard? I prophesy, I decree, your voice shall be heard. Your voice shall be heard. The baby heard that statement. She cried and started moving her body. I want to thank God for that mighty miracle of restoration. Mashako, give the Lord a shout of praise, people. Everything, every gang up of hell. You see, they shall scatter. Men that something was holding. There was a conspiracy that said either the baby and the mother should die together. They shall scatter, and the baby arrived. Your voice, who said your voice shall not be heard? And the baby said, my voice must be heard. Your voice shall 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 be heard. We are about to do some very brutal praying for about 5 to 7 minutes. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. And you are going to ask the Lord, "I just want the build up of faith. I have just heard some message right now. I want my faith to explode. I want my faith to shift to another level." Listen, the Lord showed me that this month of April is not permitted to end until that which you are expecting this month comes to pass. What you are expecting for the month of April shall come to pass. And if you are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with tongues, as you begin to pray, and the house is on fire of the Holy Ghost, and your voice begins to change, let it flow. You will understand later. Lift your hands, everybody, and say, "Oh Lord.
Oh Lord,
I come before you.
I come before you.
I surrender my life.
I surrender my life.
Complete to you.
Complete to you.
You are my Lord.
You are my Lord.
You are my Savior.
You are my Savior.
You are my Deliverer.
You are my Deliverer.
You are my Liberator.
You are my Liberator.
Today,
today,
I come before you.
I come before you
to ask for your mercy.
To ask for your mercy
for deliverance.
For deliverance.
For freedom.
For freedom.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I welcome you.
I welcome you.
Take your place.
Take your place
in my life.
In my life
tonight.
Tonight.
Build my faith.
Build my faith.
And kill every fear.
Kill every fear.
In my spirit.
In my spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive
the impartation
of boldness.
Of boldness.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
To scripture.
To scripture.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
To scripture.
To scripture.
Show me scripture.
Show me scripture.
I have not known before.
I have not known before.
Make Jesus real.
Make Jesus real.
Make God real.
Make God real.
In my life.
In my life.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Take over. Now, Giga Baga Laga Yaga Gala, Let us separate the city of Golan and Ariella. Let us separate the city of Golan and Ariella. Let us separate the city of Golan and Ariella. Let us separate the city of Golan and Ariella. Let us separate the city of Golan and Ariella. Let us separate the city of Golan and Ariella. Let us separate the city of Golan and Ariella. Let us separate the city of Golan and Ariella. Let us separate the city of Golan and Ariella. Let us separate the city of Golan and Ariella. Let us separate the city of Golan and Ariella. Let us separate the city of Golan and Ariella. Let us separate the city of Golan and Ariella. Let us separate the city of Golan and Ariella. Let us separate the city of Golan and Ariella. Let us separate the city of Golan and Ariella. Let us separate the city of Golan and Ariella. Let us separate the city of Golan and Ariella. Let us separate the city of Golan and Ariella. Let us separate the city of Golan and Ariella. Let us separate the city of Golan and Ariella. Let us separate the city of Golan and Ariella. Let us separate the city of Gol Lift up your hands and pray another 5 minutes. If there is any grace on this altar, on this mission that you desire, you can make demands on it. It includes the spirit of faith. This ground where we are is a ground of faith. Someone met me the other day and he said, there are so and so men of God I respect. One of them is Bishop David Oyedepo. But I may not be able to ask him now. But if I see you, I have seen him. If I have met you, I have met him. Am I communicating? If you have a father that is a true father, what he carries, you carry. And if you are a true son, Father, I make demands on the impartation. There is the spirit of faith in this spiritual tree, this spiritual lineage, that does mega, mega, mega things. Drastic, drastic results. Record-breaking things. It was in Eunice, in Louis, then Eunice, then Timothy. It was in Archbishop Idahosa. It was in Pastor Yadebo, it was in Kenneth Copeland, it was in Kenneth Hagin, then Bishop Oyedepo, then our tiny self, and it's continuing to flow to you. So lift up your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I make demands
on
the spirit of faith and every spiritual virtue on this spiritual lineage that I need,
that I
deserve, that I desire. I receive now the mantle
of faith,
the mantle
of bigness,
the mantle
of supernatural
abundance
and wealth,
the mantle
of character,
the mantle
I receive
the mantle
of wisdom,
divine direction.
I receive
now.
Open your mouth and pray.
Include any other mantle,
any other thing you see
that you desire.
Include it.
Open your mouth and pray.
I make demand on the fresh release of the mantle of fire, the fresh release of the mantle of faith from my Father, the spirit of faith, the spirit of supernatural supply, mantle for supernatural supply, mantle for abundance, the mantle of wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of holiness, the spirit of character, the spirit of integrity. I make demand on the mantle of divine direction. Hearing God clearly, I receive.
Let us say, Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Something is dropping. Something is dropping. Something is dropping. Someone is receiving a fresh fire mantle. Your prayer life is coming alive. Your study of the word is coming alive. Evangelism passion is coming alive. Your fasting life, that's right. Shibaga, yeah, 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 yeah. Your fasting life is coming alive. Ruggedity, spiritual ruggedity, audacity is coming alive. There is a fresh release of the spirit of faith, a fresh release of the power to get wealth. The demon of poverty is being broken. Its power is being destroyed. There is a fresh mantle of divine hearing, divine direction. Hearing from God, knowing the will of God. That's right. Mahashaka kala gayadana. Yes, there is a fresh spirit of holiness, capacity to live right and do the right thing. It's coming upon someone here right now. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. And afflictions are being destroyed right now. As I talked about children, the Lord said I should tell somebody, don't worry, very soon you will have your own children. And you can experience your children and see and have the joy of experiencing their life. In the name of Jesus. Someone else said the marital embargo is broken off your life. And your marital destiny is settled here right now. Someone here, the Lord is saying that the mysteries are about to be unveiled. Everything that is the reason why your situation is the way it is shall be unveiled. It shall be dissolved. It shall be dismantled in the name of Jesus. Supernatural finances are coming. Supernatural job openings and breakthroughs are happening right now. Somebody is shifting from one good job to a better one. Even right now. Yes, 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 yes. That's right. Mahashadada. And he said that this month is not permitted to end until your expectations come to pass. The month of April is not permitted to end until your expectations come to pass. Someone came here with a terrible migraine condition. The Lord is healing you right now. That terrible pain is going right now. That liver disease, hepatitis, is disappearing. The lung disease, the breast condition, the waist condition, the prostate disease is being arrested here right now. Lift up your hands and receive what God has brought in here for you. At the count of seven, you place your hand on your head and scream, I receive. And the fresh impartation of the spirit of faith, power to get well, divine direction, the spirit of holiness, wisdom, that's right, the spirit of wisdom, knowing the right steps to take, the right move to make, the next thing to do. It's coming upon you. Lift up your hands high. Father, let it drop. Let it drop. Let it drop. Let it drop. At the count of seven, let it drop. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Receive. Receive your release. Receive the impartation. Receive the impartation. Receive the impartation. Receive the
fire. Receive the fire. Receive the fire. Receive the fire. Receive the fire. Receive the fire. Receive the fire. Receive the fire. Receive it.
The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Lift up your two hands and give him the praise and give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Something happened tonight. Something happened tonight. That's right. We are saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jehovah, thank you. Everybody say thank you. Jesus, thank you. Listen, if something happened to you, God gave you a miracle, a testimony, a healing, a breakthrough, an encounter, and you think we need to know, you step forward 1 minute and we shall sit down. Take that song 2 minutes and then we shall sit down. We are saying
thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jehovah, thank you. Everybody saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. We thank you, Lord. We are saying,
we are saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. Everybody saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. We are saying thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We are saying thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Everybody saying thank you.
Sing it one more time. We are saying thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
everybody say Jesus, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Somebody going with fresh fire tonight, say loud amen. God will give you diversities of experiences overnight. Diverse encounters that will shift your level. You will be here at the April Miracle Night this Friday. Give the Lord a shout of praise with your multiplied testimonies. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat.
Sir, this is very practical. As soon as the fire landed, she said she had never spoken in tongues before. Her mouth opened, her tongue was loose. And she started speaking in new tongues.
How many of you are receiving some new fire tonight? Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. I pray for everyone here today, trusting God for fresh fire. It is released in Jesus' precious name.
Yes, sir. She said, at the shout of I receive, she saw a being coming from heaven, very heavy, with a crown and fire all over it. Said all of a sudden, the crown was removed from the head of that being and placed on her head. And she believed that something has just happened to
everyone
her.
Who is due for coronation, due for royalty, and the devil has denied you, your season is here. The Lord crown you and establish your destiny. In Jesus' name.
As God's servant said, Marita Embago was being lifted. She said she saw herself in a new wedding gown and dancing. And she believed her time has come.
And what you are wearing already looks like wedding gown. Step forward, lift up your hands. Everyone here who is due for marital establishment, every devil fighting your establishment is arrested. Power of the Holy Ghost. Go forth and be established in your marital destiny. In Jesus' name.
Last week, Sister Enne saw herself in a dream breastfeeding some demonic children. And when she woke up, pain all over her body and the two breasts. And she went to the hospital, all medication to no avail. Until this evening, as the word came, she said she felt a cold sensation all over her body and the pain came back to hell.
Lift your hands and say, every stranger in my body, in my life, today is your end. Oh, you stranger, on your mark, get set. Back to hell. Back to hell. Back to hell. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. We have so many people in the front here with diverse healings, miracles, and encounters. The obvious thing is that we may not be able to take them now. Tomorrow, early will I seek you in the morning. And above all, miracle night of Friday will take your testimonies. Give the Lord a big clap as they step back to their seat. Celebration.
Oh, God, oh, oh, to be. Oh, God, to my rega, to I, yes, oh. Oh, God, oh, to be.
Oh, God, to my rega, to I, yes, oh. Everywhere you are today, and you are in need of surrender to Jesus, you have seen the miracles, the signs, the wonders. We already prayed the prayer. Everybody pray. But you are saying, Pastor, I want to come out now. Make it right to Jesus. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly rush to the front and let's receive you. I'll give you the count of seven. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags. Don't be the last person to come. Be the first. And say, Pastor, I want my sins forgiven. I know God is not happy with me. I want to live for Jesus. I want to be surrendered. I want to be donated to live for Him. God bless you. One.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
Quickly run to the front here. While they come forward. Alright, just a moment. Come in here. Still hold on one moment. Keep coming.
Every step that I take. Two. The moment I'm away.
Three.
Lord,
four.
Have your way. Lord,
five.
I give you.
Now just one moment. You have given your life to Christ before, but you need to rededicate it. You can come forward. You are bound by an addiction, a pornographic addiction, lesbian addiction, homosexual addiction, alcoholism, prostitution, and any form of addiction, anything, any lifestyle that you know God is not happy with, and you want to be free from this lifestyle. Quickly, gambling, fraud, 419. Quickly come forward and let God change your life. Go ahead again. Give me the count of five. One.
Lord, I give you my heart. Oh, I give you my soul.
I live for you, Lord.
I live for you.
I live for you, Lord.
Say every step that I take. Every moment I'm away. Lord, have
have your way.
Have your way.
Everybody say,
Lord,
I give you my heart.
Every
moment I'm away.
Lift the right hand on your chest, all of you standing, and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. I ask that you come into my life, make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name,
amen. I pray for you, I declare the hold of sin broken and the yoke of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God and to do his will is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.